Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great. Googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, young man.
What's up?
Hey, I tell you, what's up? What about all these local teams winning, buddy?
I don't know that I've ever seen a night.
I haven't either.
So many local teams won.
My goodness.
That's a good thing.
100%.
Absolutely. Kudos to everybody. Kudos to, first of all, Richland Center baseball team.
Oh, my goodness. Probably the biggest upset on the bracket.
Well, there's, as they see the tournament, not a lot of respect sometimes.
Not at all.
When conferences stick together and... So Richland Center, a 13th seed, beats a number 4, Mount Horeb, last night.
And then the girls go on the road winning 12 innings. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. This is what's wrong about seeding, all right? Just that, all right? So Richland Center and Prairie du Chien was the only SWC teams in that bracket.
Right.
All right? So everybody else was up north. And those other teams stick together in their own conference.
Yep.
And that's what happens. And it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. Yeah, I've said that. Football and basketball, they've gone to electronic seating,
yes.
And there are some kind of missteps there. But you don't have the politics of, and the other thing that comes into play, not only not wanting to vote against your conference, but sometimes it's like, ooh, I don't want to play them, so then you kind of...
That's correct.
You have we aren't very good, blah, 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 and then you get seated away from somebody, too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of those things involved.
Yeah, it is, and it's just, I think it should be by power conference. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of good baseball down here. So Center is very well tested, mm-hmm. And the record.
True.
The boys' record doesn't appear to be that good, but they're very, very tested.
Well, they've played really, they've been a hot team the last
100%. But you think about the conferences that they play in. Let's take example basketball last year. They're in the SWAL. You have Cuba City, you got Darlington, you got Mineral Point, and they were pounded by those teams, but played well. And then when you move on and you're in the right division that you're supposed to be in, which I think Richland Center's in the wrong division, number one.
They're in division two.
Yeah, I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
But you start pounding other teams that they're not well tested. So kudos to them.
Yeah.
And even the girls. I mean.
But Kyrie Fisher, 24 strikeouts in 12 innings.
Isn't that amazing? So 24 strikeouts, that's 8 innings.
Yeah. Right.
That's 8 innings that they didn't get she basically took away 8 innings of the offense. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Very impressive. So. Nice win for Riverdale over Prairie du Chien in baseball last night.
Yeah. I mean, and again, another well tested.
Yep.
SWAL team, that did pretty well during the SWAL, but very well tested SWAL team, and they're playing in Division III, which they should be in.
Yeah, they're playing up as well.
Yeah, and
depends on the breakdown.
Yeah,
Weston with a baseball win, Ithaca Weston softball win, and Ithaca baseball. So yeah, River Valley
won Lancaster
baseball
last
night.
Yeah, so you know what? Kudos to them. And I want to say something about the Riverdale softball team. Okay, they got beat last night, but they were very well tested.
Yeah,
they're losing a lot of young ladies this year. So good luck to those ladies. I've been with them since I don't know third grade. Their parents have been yelling at me for a long time.
Yeah, they have.
So
and you were in Westby last night.
I was in Westby last night. I saw your sister and your brother-in-law.
Did you have to throw them out? Or?
If I didn't know they were there until after the game.
Oh, really?
So if I would have known that, I would have tossed them.
Tossed them before the game started.
Hey, this is a Phil knee ejection. Get out of there. Gary from our.
WVRQ.
Yeah, WVRQ was there. He tossed me before I tossed
did
him.
Did he really?
I'm sure he said. He's the only umpire I know that's blind and can't see out of the other eye.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let me
tell you a story about Gary Gilbertson. You know, he's been in broadcasting many, many years.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you how good he is. The first time I ever met him, like in whenever it was, 1986 probably.
Did they make years back then?
Yeah, they did. First time I ever met him, he said, "Phil Neen, didn't you play for Ithaca?" I'm like, not even my parents remember that.
Your parents,
how do you know that?
Your parents are trying to forget you, period, after that. That's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, it was.
But
it
that
was.
Man's full of knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
And full of candy.
Good guy, yes. I've stolen a lot of it over the years.
He will give you candy after candy after candy. So,
right.
Good guy.
Yes.
Good guys.
And kudos to everybody. Last day of school. And another one of my great memories is the last day of school, about 1976. I took my Panasonic cassette player to school, and it was queued up to Alice Cooper's School's Out.
Oh, really?
So, you know, the last bell rang at, 3:10 or whatever it was, and I push play, and I crank it, and I'm walking down the hall, "School's out for the summer," and the batteries fell out of the compartment and rolled, and kids are running, and the batteries are rolling down the stairs. And so
it's been a tough life for you, isn't it?
I was cool for about 15 seconds.
Oh, the struggle of life.
Yeah, and then I was running down the stairs trying to find my C-cell batteries.
We've been looking for one here for a long time.
I know. Missed the bus going home.
That's my son right
what
there.
What do you do?
Hey, here's a question for you. What is the one thing that will cheer you up no matter what?
Oh, my goodness. I would say the grandbabies.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's a great, great answer.
Any one of them, they make me smile. And last night after the game, I dropped off, got to hold and spoil Everett a little bit more.
Oh, that poor kid.
Yeah, that poor kid.
He don't have
kid.
A chance, does
no,
he?
No, he really doesn't. And they've got the radio on. He has to listen to me all day.
Aww.
You know, and then put up with me at night. So
that's all right.
What
hey,
do you do?
You know what? Does it make your heart happy?
Yes, it does.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. You might be from Arkansas, Philip. If you've yelled obscenities into a golfer hole. I've got two hands up.
They aren't that big either.
No. Gopher / mole, I'm right here.
Gopher, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway. That reminds me of Caddyshack.
Yes. This, that poor guy.
Mr. Gopher.
Mr. Gopher. Oh, yeah, well. Mr. Gopher. But anyway, plans for tonight. Is Mr. Everett on the schedule?
I don't think so. We got to make an appointment. He's got too many meet and greets scheduled, I think, with family members.
Do you want me to go ahead and take over as a manager for that?
For what? Oh, yeah. He needs some sort of manager.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got 15 minutes this
Let's
day.
Let's go.
Right.
Do not touch him.
Right.
Yeah, just look at him.
Right.
Today is no touch day.
Yeah, you know? Right.
And $25 fee.
Hey, that'd be a good way to make money.
A good way to make money. We're always looking to make something
for his college education.
Yeah, for his college education.
Yeah. So what's cooking today, hey?
Well, you know what? It's the Recliner Supreme.
Recliner Supreme.
Recliner Supreme.
Oh, really? It's double. Oh, it's two recliners.
Because after you get done eating it, you're going to need it.
Really?
Yeah.
But you should walk around and kind of get your food, kind of settled.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But there's no calories. Remember that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's no calories from midnight to 6.
There's no brains either.
Yeah, 100%. Here's your ingredients, my man. 4 frozen pizza bites.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. If I'm making pizza bites at 2:30 in the morning, it's going to be a plate full.
Now, are they the ones that come in a bag, or do you make your own pizza
No,
bites?
The ones that come in a bag.
Oh, yes.
So
I haven't had those for a long time, but they're good.
They're horrible for you, but they're good. 3 slices of bacon.
Oh, okay. Oh, bacon.
Yeah, I always have bacon. There's always bacon in the fridge that's cooked.
Really?
Yeah, really good. Yeah. One waffle.
One waffle.
Mm-hmm. Spray cheese, syrup. And pickles for vegetables if you want them.
Oh, vegetables, okay, yeah.
A handful of shredded cheese, and you grab straight from the bag.
Oh. You
know, like a little raccoon that's been out there in our dumpster. He's back.
So do you buy the shredded cheese?
Yes, I do.
June, where's the cheese? You got a grater? I don't want a grater. I want to buy shredded cheese. No, here's the grater. Come on.
Yeah, I will tell you that. She's got a, because it's better.
Well, that's what she says.
It tastes better. And it's just, but... You know what? 2:30 in the morning, I'm not putting a grater up because there's going to be more than cheese than I
One
grate.
More thing to wash.
Yes. Yeah, or just throw in the sink.
Right. Well, that's true.
So, anyway, here's your instructions. Burn your fingers immediately trying to take out pizza bites of the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is a tradition. Fry bacon in a pan until a smoke alarm starts acting like it pays rent or just heat up what you have.
Right.
Toast one waffle, stare at it like you have invented the modern cuisine. Pizza bites. Place pizza bites on the waffle. I know this sounds dumb, but you know what? At 2:30 in the morning, just hear me out.
I don't know.
This is now your bun. Science has left the building. Add bacon, shredded cheese, and an irresponsible amount of spray cheese. Drizzle syrup over the top of it because your stomach stopped making decisions 45 minutes ago.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't know, Hank. I don't know about this one.
I know. Add pickles and tell yourself, at least I had vegetables. I do not add the pickles. But the pickle juice on those pickles make it taste better.
Oh, I see. I like them on the side.
I know you do. Yeah, you like them on the side. But at 2:30 in the morning, I'm not sticking my hand in a jar of pickles.
I see.
So here's your serving suggestion. This is an easy recipe. Guaranteed to make you sick by 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Best enjoyed sitting in a recliner that makes noises while you stand up while watching the documentary that you fell asleep to three nights ago.
Documentaries are good to sleep through, too.
100%.
Right.
Yeah, it will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Unless, you know what, honestly, Civil War, I'm a huge history buff.
Then you stay awake.
100%.
So when you put something on to go to sleep, you don't want to have something that you're interested in because anyway, you're asleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So, yeah. So, easy recipe. It's really good.
But the pizza bites and a waffle.
Yes, and syrup, they're really good.
And syrup on pizza bites.
That's really good.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know, Hank.
If you ever have pizza bites, take a little bit of warm syrup and just dip them in it. I'm telling you, it will surprise you like crazy.
It will change my life.
No, it won't change your life, but it'll be like, oh, yeah, this is dangerous.
Okay.
No, seriously.
I'll take your word for it.
That's like a dreamsicle, a frosty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Orange dreamsicle?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah. Those will definitely change your waist belt or your waist size.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So it's one of those things. You made a comment the other day, or you and I were talking the other day, and I said, Philip, I said, you know what? He's one of those guys I wouldn't take to Hardee's. So you're on the friend list, Philip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this other guy you're talking about, you wouldn't take to Hardee's.
I wouldn't take to Hardee's.
But you would me.
But if I go, hey, Phil, you know what? You're the kind of guy I'd take to Hardee's. That right there. You know,
I'm getting kind of weepy here.
Is that the allergies?
Yeah, it might be.
Oh, the word of the day, Philip.
Oh, yeah.
Europe.
Europe?
Europe.
All right.
Yeah, means next in line. Here we go. You're going to hear this.
It's not a continent?
Not today.
Oh, okay.
All right. Coach kept yelling, Europe. So much that even the kid in the parking lot grabbed a bat and started stretching. You're up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, not getting any smarter today, are we?
No, never. Have a good one.
Hey, everybody out there, just have a great weekend. And you know what? Enjoy the time that we have.
Absolutely.
I'm taking you to Hardee's.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. I want the Frisco.